Chapter 30. Archive. Bright Night 19 of Year 3350. Since yesterday, the ship has been accelerating again, and everyone is very upset. Gronolf drags himself through the corridors. He is needed in Sector 23. Under normal circumstances, it would only take a few millibubbles to get there. But what is normal if the ship is using an acceleration 14 times the normal value? On the way, he only comes across a few Grosnops. The majority of them also use their load arms for walking. Gronolf is proud he is one of the few still staying upright. Suddenly, a bulkhead slams down right in front of him. He gives it a nasty look from his front eye, but the bulkhead does not care. Another detour. He is actually on his way to a meeting of commanders because of this. Nevertheless, he reaches Sector 23 3 minutes before the appointed time. The room is not very large. It smells of food and sweat. There are about 200 commanders present. There's little sign of military order, and a majority of the others are lounging on the floor. Gronolf pinches his shoulder with his load arm. That is totally unacceptable. He deliberately stands upright in the middle, but nobody follows his example. Significantly past the agreed-upon time, one of the generals speaks. This is also a sign that things are slowly going downhill. Previously, the doors would have been closed at the appointed time, and any commanders arriving late would have been demoted. The laxity is not a good development. The general greets those present and describes the problem.
As soon as there is nobody left in a sector, the ship seals it off and deactivates the life support system, he explains.
The ship? Who dares to interrupt a general? The question came from behind, but Gronolf does not know the person who asked it.
The omniscience! But then you all know that.
A few of the commanders in the front rows laugh dutifully.
We cannot let the omniscience take control over the ship away from us. It is a matter of principle. The leadership always must have the last word. Therefore, we came up with a counter-strategy.
The general continues.
From now on, your men will ensure we lose no additional rooms. They will patrol the ship in such a way that there is always at least one warrior in each sector.
To Gronolf, this looked like a cheap way out. It is typical. Instead of fighting the cause, their leaders try to minimize the effects of the problem. He does not think this is a strategy with much of a future.
Why doesn't anyone talk to the omniscience?
The commander who asked this is sitting a few steps away from Gronolf. He has known him since basic training.
The omniscience refuses to discuss any of its decisions.
What is its argument?
Its origin. It sums up the combined knowledge and the experience of millions of Grosnops. It says it cannot be wrong. It also says it is normal that we cannot comprehend its decisions.
Can't we turn it off?
The majestic draft cannot be flown without the omniscience. We need it for navigation, and the drive system won't work without its control.
Another commander speaks up.
The high acceleration is bothering my soldiers. Didn't they say we had many days of weightlessness ahead of us?
The omniscience decided to accelerate the majestic draft more so we could reach our destination earlier. That is more efficient.
Couldn't you?
No.
The general interrupts him.
We cannot influence the decisions of the omniscience, as long as it can invoke orders with the highest priority. During the construction of the ship, it was assumed that the omniscience would have a better overview of complex requirements.
The omniscience is starting to creep him out. Is it possible that the knowledge scientist misjudged its abilities? Shouldn't they have known how it would behave during a mission? Gronolf closes his eyes and visualizes his home planet. The memory floods him with warmth. He does not have to solve this problem. That is someone else's job.